State Street Studio in downtown Chicago.
This is WMVP AM Chicago.
The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Blood.
King of Crap.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have an item that you think might be valuable. For instance, let's say you collect Cub stuff and you think it might be a little more collectible now. Tell us what you have. If you picked anything up during the playoff run, the 71-year drought is over. The Cubs won, and they're in the World Series.
I'm still
Series.
Kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. it's so hard to believe they made the World Series.
It is.
You know?
It is.
I have these visions of a goat maybe just crossing my path somehow, yeah, you know, down right. here on State Street.
Right. Know? And you know, all that talk can end now, because all that was about keeping them out of the World Series.
Yep.
So that,
yep.
you know, no matter what. To me, they've accomplished so much.
They put the hammer down.
Yeah, yep. and they're just so much fun to watch.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
Deep down, I'm a White Sox fan, but you got to root for this Cubs team. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to root who I Sorry. Want to root for.
Yep.
And right now, they're fun to root
Absolutely.
For. I enjoy the way they play baseball. Actually, Hawk Harrelson had, I read at the start of the playoffs, he had I thought, this is kind of the way I look at it, too, where he said something to the effect that he really enjoyed watching the Cubs play because of the way they play. They're a fun team to watch, which I agree.
Sure.
And he said, you know, the better the Cubs do, that's going to make the White Sox have to do more to get better
that's
to
right.
compete with them because
yep.
you can't just roll over. So, I mean, that's the attitude I'm taking on it. And, wow, boy, what a game. What a series.
Oh, and Schwarber might be back for the World Series in a DH role, perhaps?
And, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing.
My Twitter ID is T-Crown Tom, and I think it was last night or early this morning, somebody had posted a video of Schwarber batting in the minor leagues, and I retweeted this one video. He hit a line
yep.
drive shot to right center field, deep to right center, that the guy made a catch on it, and Schwarber looked good running out of the box, crossing first base. So I don't know if they're going to activate him. They can, and they might. That would be,
yep.
wouldn't that be something?
Oh,
if he
Tuesday
did something
night in the lineup in the DH
yeah.
spot in Cleveland.
He seems like such a good
yep.
guy.
Natural I mean, hitter like that. I don't think he's going to need much time to get his swing
yeah,
in sync.
You wouldn't think
and,
so. Just facing
really,
righties?
Yep.
Yeah, you
yep.
wouldn't think so. So, Bill, do you feel left out right now?
Well, hey, you know, I was just thinking, do you think there was anybody at that game last night who was at the 1945 game when they went to the World Series?
I bet there might have been. If you are out there and listening, and if you were, or if you had a relative that was at both games, call us and let us know. But I
yep.
bet there could be, because, you know, let's
sure.
say you
45?
Were... 10 years old, you'd be
yep.
81. I mean, that's
yep.
very. I'd say there. That's very possible. That'd be interesting to hear from somebody, though.
Absolutely.
What the park was like then compared to what it is now, without a doubt. And we've got now. We're giving away a 2016 Topps Gold Label baseball box, which is a really neat product. It has it's a like a 7-pack mini box, but in each mini box, there's a metal framed autograph
nice.
Card, and they're really cool autograph
nice.
Cards. So we're going to give away one of those to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item to T-Crown Tom to my attention and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing, and then Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show. And if you contact Vince at ERC Delivery by Thursday, They will deliver it free of charge to your door. For instance, Alex tweeted a picture here. T-Crown Tom, the final lineup that won the pennant, all rookie cards autographed with memorabilia except Wilson and Baez. And then he's got, for Hayward, it looks like he's got a bobblehead. And for Madden, he's got a bobblehead, but he's got autographs and autographed memorabilia of all the other starters, which,
very cool.
I mean, that, all the Cubs stuff has gotten incredibly hot, without a doubt. For instance, I picked up a couple of Javier Baez, Bowman Sterling 2014 autographs about 2 months ago. I bought the two of them on eBay for $24, I think. And one of them I auctioned, and it ended, was it last Sunday, at $27 just for the one.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, he's gotten all the more publicity, and they made it to the World Series. I'm going to just, if I'm either keep one or auction it, whatever. But I think it'll go for quite a bit more than that now. I mean, Baez has the look of a star about him. I was thinking he's got a little bit of Roberto Alomar in him, and he's got a little Clemente in him too, and he's fearless.
Yeah.
You know, he's it's
110% motor all the time, and just giving everything he's got on every play, on every pitch, on everything is just amazing to
watch. Great baseball IQ and a fantastic fielder. I like having an ex shortstop at second base because they've got that great arm. He's made a couple of plays where if he didn't have a shortstop arm, he wouldn't have gotten the guy at first.
Absolutely.
He's got such a good arm getting him. So there's so many Cubs. All these guys, any of these starters that Alex has here pictured, all their stuff is hot. All of it's going to be doing well. And, Bill, during the show now, the Huggins and Scott auction bidding starts on Halloween and runs through November 10th. You've got a lot of Cubs stuff in your auction. I'll read a couple of those things off. But anything Cubs, if they do finish it off and win the World Series especially, it's going to just – I don't even know where the prices are going to go on some of this stuff. But it'll be fun to find out, and it's exciting that they actually made it great for Chicago. And even if you're a White Sox fan, I mean, the most diehard, you know, anti-Cubs for whatever reason, if you've been arguing with your friends and you just can't root for them. But how do you root for Cleveland? I'm sorry. Come on. You
every
gotta
White
root
Sox
for
fan I know who we've talked smack over the years. I mean, really – nasty smack is congratulating the Cubs this time of victory.
I'm happy for guys like you that have lived your whole life and they're finally there.
Yep.
So you gotta like it.
Literally my whole life.
Yes. Yeah. What happened on the day you were born?
The day I was born, the Cubs traded Lou Brock for Ernie Brolio, June 15, 1964.
So
when I came into the world.
So are you going to one of the games?
I am. I'm not sure which one or how I'm going to get there, but I'll be at one of the games.
Yeah, that's very good. You know, Bill, Vince was at the Schwarber game last year when he hit the home run onto the scoreboard.
Yep.
And
that had been the first game I had attended since the mid 90s.
Now, did you save the ticket and did you have a program and ticket
I
and all that stuff?
Many different things.
Good. That's
that
awesome.
Night,
yeah, very good. That's good. Okay. Tim from Barrington's online. What do you have, Tim? Hello, Tim. Are you there with us? I don't know. I guess we don't have Tim. It kind of
says he's there.
Tim, are you there with us? Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
I think I hit the wrong button in all my excitement. I've only been doing this a few years. So what do you have, Tim?
So back in 1945, I have a father-in-law. He passed away just literally 2 days ago. He worked the World Series there. He was a ticket taker.
Wow.
And he has a pennant flag from that World Series, actually.
That hung at Wrigley Field?
It's one of the, I don't know if it's a pennant or not. It's one of the, like the...
Just a World Series pennant or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd like to see a picture of it, but that's very cool. I know in, let's see now, in the Huggins and Scott auction, the bidding begins October 31st. They've got a group of 1940s Cubs Wrigley Field pennants. Does this one actually say World Series on it, you know?
I believe it does, yes.
Okay.
It's kind of faded now because it, you know, used to be probably was blue at one point, but now it's kind of bluish green.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, that's going to be hot now too. Bill, what do you have? Do you remember running any Cubs World Series pennants?
You know, I want to say we have. There are a lot of the ones that are tougher to find are the ones that will say, especially if they win it all, the ones that will say National League champions versus world champions, because those are probably going to be out this week, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And then there'll be World Series champs. A lot of the times, if you can find the team that won a pennant that was literally had a shelf life of a week because then they printed world champ ones, those are tough to find.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. So, but this would be interesting, Tim. You know, I would think it's probably worth at least 100 to 200 without seeing it. If you want to bring it into Triple Crown in Naperville sometime, you know, I'll take a look at it and give you a better idea. If you email me a picture of it, we can, on next week's show, to try to give you an idea of the value of it. But that's very cool. Now, so this was your father that you said? What?
It's my father-in-law, actually.
Father-in-law?
He lived maybe 6-8 blocks from the field, and back then, when you're 12 or 13 years old, you were a ticket taker. So he got to see just about every game that year of the series in 45. He would have been, I think, 13 that year.
So did he talk about how it was different then to now at Wrigley Field? Did he ever say anything like that?
Oh, gosh, yes. Those guys didn't get paid squat back then, you know. It's so much different than it was back then.
Yeah, the park itself, did he say like it was not as crowded?
I mean, obviously that year they were extremely crowded. You always had great fans that were filling that park. But, you know, he used to tell me about the flags, how, you know, he'd be coming home from school and you'd see the W flying or whatever up on the stadium and stuff. And, you know, how cool it was back then, to, you know, to be a Cub fan and all.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad he couldn't have lasted it long enough to see this, but yeah.
Yeah, if you think about it, you know, like you said, he turned 84 back in June, and you know, he's been rooting for the Cubs obviously all this season. But if you think about it, his whole lifetime, he never saw, you know, a winning team or see his team get back to the World Series. So
never saw a World Series champion. He did see him in the World Series, obviously, but never a champion. And anybody who's younger than 70 has never even seen him in the World Series. So it's really something what they did. You got to congratulate the Cubs for what they did. Here's Nathan on Twitter sent along. Now, this is a business card, a Cubs Theo Epstein President Baseball Operations business card signed by Theo Epstein. Oh. You talk about somebody whose stuff should be hot. I mean, he talk about textbook of how you want to run a baseball team.
Absolutely.
When he first took over, I remember thinking, man, this guy's just really arrogant. It looks like he wants to get rid of every single guy so when they win, it can be his team.
Yep.
And that's not him at all.
Yep.
He just was getting rid of what he wanted to get rid of to get the best players. The more I hear him interviewed, the more I like the guy. I think he's textbook on running a professional sports
team. And he's kind of a little bit more humble than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really attributing a lot of the success to others as well.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, it really is good. A down-to-earth guy. It really is.
To come in with all that pressure, to come into Chicago with the pressure to bring a World Series championship and then to actually execute it and do it.
After doing it in Boston?
You couldn't even write this stuff, you know?
I'm not big on executives making any Hall of Fames, but I think there's one right there. Theo, to me, you're in the Hall of Fame now.
You're in, Theo.
No matter what.
Thank you.
Jack from Justice is on the line. I'm going to hit the right button here, Jack. What do you have?
Yeah, love you. Love your show, man.
Thanks, Jack.
I got two things. I got one Archives by Topps, the Satchel Paige card that came out some years back. I think they had a set of those cards. Do you know anything about those cards or how much they're worth now?
Well, if they were in a recent Topps, unless they're serial numbered to low numbers, they're probably not a ton. I saw a Satchel Paige printing plate get pulled this year. There's four different printing plates in the production of a card, and each one is a one of one. And I think that sold for like $40. So on a newer card that doesn't have piece of memorabilia with it, and it obviously doesn't, it wouldn't have a cut signature. If you had a Satchel Paige cut signature woven into a newer card, that's big money without a doubt. So, you know, those are the type things that run money, that run for money on newer stuff. But if the Satchel Paige was serial numbered to 25 or less, then you got something. Now, do you also have some of Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, I have a Muhammad Ali figurine by Legends.
Okay.
I bought it maybe about 3 years ago. Is that anything worth? Is his figurine worth anything?
His figurines are good. I'm not familiar with that particular one. What was it, Salvino, that he did, and he had some signed? But I mean, there's going to be value to that. It's always better if something like that, you still have the original box and it's in really good shape. But
a few of those Salvinos went for $250 on eBay recently, closing out.
Yeah.
And a few
now, are those the signed ones or the unsigned?
The COA, no, unsigned.
Okay.
On this Salvino one I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So.
And the Legends, those would be more recent, wouldn't be as much. But any Ali stuff, I think he's going to be he'll always be remembered as one of the great boxers, and I think his stuff will always be valuable. He's one of those guys that kind of transcends everything else.
Like Jordan and, you know, Schwarber.
Schwarber, yeah. So, Jack, I think that's a good one to hang on to there without a doubt. Boy, I cannot believe we're at the first break here. Okay, your callers are waiting, we've got a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we're giving away a great prize this week, a 2016 Topps Gold Label baseball box that has one metal-framed autograph per box. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. Here, I thought there wouldn't be any calls this morning. Everybody would be either still up or
we're all still up.
Yeah,
Tom.
We got a lot of callers waiting, but we're giving away a nice prize, a 2016 Topps Gold Label baseball box. And don't forget now, the bidding begins October 31st on the Huggins and Scott October-November auction. Goes through November 10th. Lots of big things in there. A 1968 Topps Nolan Ryan rookie card, PSA 8 with a $2,500 minimum bid. A PSA 10 Nolan Ryan rookie recently sold for over $600,000.
Wow.
Some of this high-grade vintage stuff is just crazy.
So the Kuzman rookie goes for pretty good money.
Kuzman's
too, right?
On there with them. That's right. Yeah. It's like Al Weiss. Why is his rookie card so valuable?
He's like a Pete Rose rookie card.
He's one of the four bobbin heads on that one. That's right. Well, let's get to a couple calls here. Waiting the longest, and thank you for waiting. Let me make sure I have the right one here. It's Dave from Plainfield. What's up, Dave? What do you have?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've got a single signed Kyle Hendricks ball.
Oh, well, nice. Now, Kyle Hendricks, to me, hasn't gotten enough credit for how good he is, how good he's been. And then last night, he outpitched Kershaw.
He looked like Greg Maddux
That is who he reminds you of. He hits his spots, changes speeds, doesn't have great velocity.
Like overpowering
but he's
velocity,
just an excellent pitcher. You love having a guy like that in, especially when you've got a lot of power arms mixed in. So to me, the sky's the limit on that ball. I haven't seen any of them. I think you're a minimum of $100 now, and we just have to see what happens. I mean, I could see that going $200-$300 in an auction if it's authenticated and if it ended, you know, after the Cubs World Series and they win. After that game last night, a 26-year-old pitcher handled that they made the comment, it was like it was just another weeknight game in May or something. Yep. The way he handles things is just awesome. Great pitcher, great year by him, and the demand might never be better than what it is right now, that's for sure. What an incredible... Yeah.
What was great is the smiles. You see Chris Bryant being interviewed, and he's smiling. He can't stop smiling.
Yeah.
Everybody's smiling.
Yeah.
It was great
Everybody's
to see the
happy.
Ball players smiling and,
right.
and just that excited and happy.
And it's great for the city of Chicago. I'm so for happy sure. for all the longtime Cub fans that have been true Cub fans, following them through yep. the all this stuff. I mean, it's just it's great for those people. So congratulations. And here we have Dan from Bolingbrook on the line. What do you have there, Dan?
Hey, Tom. I've actually got two items. The first one is a 1938 World Series program with the Cubs against the Yankees.
Yeah.
And then the second item would be P.K. Wrigley's owner's card from 1971.
Really? Huh. Now, is that a business card or is that something that, like, get out of jail free type thing or get into games free or what, you know, whatever? What type, what's that card like?
It's his owner's card. It's the National League number 1B for the professional baseball clubs. It's his owner's card that extends the courtesy to P.K. Wrigley and all parties.
Wow.
On the grounds from 1971.
Wow. Now, how'd you get a hold of that?
I worked at a company, and ironically, there was several boxes that were being disposed of, and I grabbed one of the boxes, and a bunch of items were in it.
And Dan, being a regular listener to our show, knew, hey, I better hang on to this. Bill, what do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Bill, what do you think of those items? First with the P.K. Wrigley.
Well, gosh, is it a season pass? Does it say that on there? Or?
It's his owner's card. It's it says... compliments of the National League. It's
if you can somehow tweet a picture of it or email me a picture or stop by T-Crown with a picture, we'll talk more about it when we see what it is. But it sounds very cool. I think you got some decent value to that one. In a 1938 World Series Cubs program, I know there's a 38 Cubs World Series press pin in the upcoming Huggins and Scott auction with a $200 minimum bid. What do you think of a program from that series, Bill?
The programs, if they're in decent condition, are $100 to $200.
Very good. Yeah, not bad, Dan. Good stuff for Chicago area, without a doubt. Like I say, the demand for anything Cubs right now is just out. You can't even...
Yeah, that season pass thing or whatever, he's got that owner's thing, especially if it's signed by him, could be very good.
So that would be a Huggins and Scott auction item by itself, you think?
Oh, sure. You can put the program with it. It'd be a great
Yeah, that'd be cool, Dan. Something that would be a good in the February when people are still just getting
Absolutely.
It, where it's actually sinking in that you're starting a new year. And, hey, they were in the World Series last year.
And, again, Bill is spot on with his estimation of value on that program. Three of them ended in ranging from $165 to $200, those programs. So on eBay. So he's right there with his estimation of value again.
Yeah. Now, you know that... TCrownTom.com on my website, I have these Tops Now cards. I can almost bet that they're going to have, I saw a picture of a team photo of the Cubs where in the background you could see the, it said National League Champions on the scoreboard in the background. So I don't know if that'll be later today that they'll come out with that, or maybe if they till tomorrow they might have some Cubs signed cards. That the signed cards are numbered, so when they sell out, they're gone. But the Tops Now cards are available for 24 hours, and they produce however many are available. So if you're a Cub fan, you should check my website later this afternoon and then into tomorrow. There's a link on my website on the Direct from Tops page where underneath what's there now, which has expired, but the link is still there, MLB Tops Now, I think it says, or something like that. You can click on that, and it'll go to the updated stuff no matter what whenever they get it on there. But it'll be interesting to see what they have for the Cubs going to the World Series.
Yeah, I'm looking right now on your site. A lot of cool stuff on your site.
Yeah.
I don't think they've updated what you're referring to yet.
No, it won't be. But if you do click on that one link underneath the writing at the top there, that up, that'll always automatically up. That was actually me talking to Tops about getting them to
do
that.
Oh, very cool.
And they did it so it just automatically switches. And then when the picture's available, I put the new picture up there. It's actually kind of a cool way of doing it.
Yep.
All right. Next on the line, let's see who's been waiting the longest. We've got Bob from Chicago. What's new, Bob? You a Cubs fan?
I'm actually a Stone Sox fan, but I give the Cubs their props.
There you go. You got it. It's good for the city. That's the way I look at it. Plus, it is an entertaining team to watch, without a doubt. What do you have?
I actually have a 1929 25-card set Cashin Publications. From what I know about them, they came in four subsets of 25 cards apiece, and they had a card sleeve on there as well. You know, it has Ruth in there, it has Melott, you know, Trainer, all the good guys.
Well, that's a good thing.
And you know, and through the years, I actually picked up the Lou Gehrig one, but that was in a different subset, and I have the green sleeve. I was hoping if I can get any more information, guys.
Now, you have the 1929 R316 Cashin Publications, the whole set.
I have a whole 25-card subset. The whole set would be 100 cards.
Okay, but you do have the Babe Ruth. How nice a condition.
You know, I'm going to put them at least fives.
Wow.
I mean, it looks like they were all just in that protective cardboard, you know, protective sleeve for years.
I saw a recent one in a SGC three holder sell for $793. So if you've got a five, Bill, wouldn't you think that Bob would, if he, let's say he sent them to you, you'd probably want to get some of those graded, wouldn't you? Before you auctioned them?
Absolutely, yeah. Most of the stars that'll grade, like he was saying, fives or better are worth grading. If they're probably going to grade a two or a three, you're probably just going to, we'd sell them ungraded because you'll get the same money.
Yeah, but that's a cool set. I mean, anything from back in the original time that has Babe Ruth and some of the other big, I mean, Babe Ruth stuff is incredible. Are you thinking of selling those, Bob?
You know, I was thinking of getting them graded, but I was hoping that you guys can give me a number, a close number on it, you know, to see where I'm at with it.
Well, if a three sells for $800, if you've got fives and they legitimately are, you're probably over $2,000, maybe over $3,000. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen a five, but if let's say you want Huggins and Scott to auction them for you, they'll get them graded for you, and then you'll find out at the time. But the only way to find out for sure what you have is if you're not thinking of selling them is just get them graded on your own.
And
either have PSA or SGC grade those.
And obviously keeping them together as that little 25-card set probably give you a little more value, don't you think, guys?
Well, I'd probably sell them individually.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all right, if you had the whole 100-card set, that's a different story.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great stuff, though. I mean, those don't, like, that's not something that people bring into Triple Crown in Naperville, like, oh, yeah, there's another 1929 R316 Cashin card. You don't see those very often, Bob, and the vintage stuff is good. Do you think any of them are nicer than five, even, or do you think five's like the top that you have?
You know, what I did was I took them out and I put them all in them protective cases. You know, the corners look good, but obviously we all know the centering was kind of tough back then. But the corners look nice, a little off-center on some of them. But, you know, on the average, I would put them at fives.
Very nice. Good stuff.
Cool.
Well, if you think you want to sell them, we'll talk about them on the show, that's for sure.
You gotcha. I know where you're at.
Okay, Bob, very good. Those would be great Huggins and Scott auction items, without a doubt. The bidding begins October 31st. For the upcoming Huggins and Scott auction, some of the stuff, okay, just real quick, a few things that they have. They have a 1783 George Washington Revolutionary War era signed discharge certificate, $5,000 minimum bid. There's Morgan silver dollars from the 1890s. I like the name of those. I think I should own one of those. And then they've got a Jackie Gleason and Arnold Palmer framed cut signature display. It's a great photo. My dad would have loved this. He loved Jackie Gleason. And it's Jackie Gleason is on the golf course, and he's doing that. He used to do this like kind of a dance thing.
Right.
And he's got some goofy sweater on or whatever, and Arnold Palmer's standing there, and they have cut signatures below it.
That's pretty cool piece.
So all kinds of stuff. It's not just sports cards. There's tons of sports cards in the Huggins and Scott auction, but all kinds of non-sports, political, pop culture. Go to HugginsandScott.com, and you can see previews of the upcoming auction. Bidding begins October 31st, and just check it out. And you can also look through their auction history. If you have something during the week and you find something, and you don't, you're not, a lot of people don't like to call into radio shows. So if you don't like to call people about it, but look through their auction history and see if you think you have something. And then you could call me at Triple Crown if you want to send it to Huggins and Scott, and we could do it for you. So it's time for another short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a 2016 Topps Gold Label baseball box to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention at TCrownTom, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. If you bring me stuff during the week, I've got some things that I want to get to. If the show is flying today,
it is.
I get to it, if I use that stuff on the show, you also get in the drawing.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. We do the drawing at the end of every show, different prize every week. This week, it's a cool prize, a 2016 Topps Gold Label baseball box. It has one metal framed autographed card in each mini box, and these are mini boxes that were given away, but it's like a $60 mini box. Sure. I mean, it's a nice box, and some of those, you get the right guy on that autograph on a framed card, it can be $200-$400 depending on who it is. Some of them are $5-$10, which I have a tendency to open.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, but there's a lot of good ones in there. Now, Vince was saying, well, first off, there's a PSA 8 1986-87 Fleer basketball unopened wax pack in the October-November Huggins and Scott auction with a $400 minimum bid. And then there's also an 86 Fleer basketball unopened box. Vince, if you won that, how fast could you open it?
About 10 minutes, I think. You know,
that long? I think you could do it fast. 36
I'll take my time a little bit and enjoy the journey of it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, right. So it would be quick, without a doubt. HugginsandScott.com, check it out. You know, I had a guy that came in with this really nice, big Michael Jordan collection, and I'm looking at some of the stuff here. Huggins and Scott got some of them graded for him, and they broke it down. It's in about 10 or 11 lots. Metal Universe Titanium Jordan card, BGS 9.5. Metal Universe Platinum Portraits, BGS 9. A couple of 9.5s in a pair. A Stadium Club Beam Team, BGS 9 with 110 subgrade. Natural Born Thrillers EXL 95-96 BGS 95.
Nice.
These are some great Michael Jordan cards. If you search Michael Jordan in the Huggins and Scott previews, you'll see a lot of the stuff. We got a ton of callers here, so I'm going to quit blabbing and we'll get right to them. It looks like Scott from Orland Park's been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Scott. What do you have? Hello, Scott.
I got a whole bunch, but I'm going to focus on two.
Okay.
I got a 2016, already authenticated by JSA, full letter, 2016 Team Chicago Cubs baseball.
Oh, boy. Now, how many total on there? You got all the biggies, all the big names, and like 25 total? Or?
I think there's 25 total. It's got Rizzo, Bryant. It's got Madden on the sweet spot. It's got Theo on it.
Oh, boy. That's big time. I would think if that auctioned and the Cubs win the World Series, and let's say you ended it, that, you know, after that, I think that easily breaks $2,000. The White Sox balls, when they first won, there's a company that did a signing with a bunch of the White Sox right after the World Series, and they were selling $1,500 to $2,000 right at that time, right away. So I think, you know, right away, the sky's the limit on that ball. You know, if you have it authenticated, that would be nice. Did you get it?
It's already done. It's already done by JSA.
JSA.
It's got a full letter.
That's awesome. Yeah. I would, if I had that and I'm too late to get it in Huggins and Scott, I'd probably auction it on eBay and end it the Sunday after the World Series or the Thursday night after the World Series, after Game 7. And if they win, the sky is the limit. That's all I can say about that, Scott. That's very cool. Oh,
that would be the ball to have of this baseball season if the Cubs win the World Series.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's still... The Cubs are in the World Series. Yep. Just keep telling yourself that.
Yes.
The Cubs are in the World Series. It'll sink in, Vince. It'll sooner or later, it will sink in. All right, let's see who's waiting the longest here. We've got Mike is on the line from Griffith, Indiana. Thanks for waiting, Mike. What do you have? Hey, Mike, are you there? Oh, poor Mike. He's been waiting forever. Mike, we're going to give you one. Let's see. Where's my? I'm going to give you until I can find the Rodney Dangerfield cut on here. Let's see. Oh, he's gone. Oops,
there we go. My bad.
Oh, you're on.
Sorry about that. My fault. Hey, first, you guys do a great show on a subject that on radio should probably be considered very boring, but you guys are very entertaining, and you do a fantastic job with your radio show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
The two items I have are probably pretty boring and have, like, almost no value, but one is a Walter Payton football, a Wilson football, says double line, you know, genuine cowhide, and it's got his name stamped on it, but it does have F1420 stamped into it. It's in good shape, I'd say, a little better than that. The other item is about 1 foot by 2 foot plastic replica of the Wrigley Field, welcome to Wrigley Field sign, and it says 84 NL East champs on it.
So that was made back in 84. Yeah. I would think that would probably have some, without seeing it, I would think that's probably at least $100 right now. Not so much on the Payton football. I might try to get, if you ever see Walter's son, Jared, try to get him to sign that. And, pretty cool. Yeah. And here's what
thank you much. Great show. You guys do a fantastic job. I knew these items were more tchotchke-type things. So.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do a fantastic job, though, for sure.
Thank you. And here's what we were waiting
Let's
for.
Let's go while we're young.
All right. Well, he waited that long. Yes. I mean, he was waiting over 20 minutes. I had to give him a shot.
Absolutely.
Okay, next on the line, we have Mike from Crestwood. What do you have there, Mike? What's new?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I got an autographed baseball by Ron Santo.
Signed?
In the case.
Single signed and authenticated? I would think.
I haven't got it authenticated, but I had a meet and greet. I was actually a Walgreens celebrity bat kid one day, and I got to meet Santo and got a single ball signed by him, only him.
Okay, well, that's very cool. I would think probably it's in. Right now, it's probably $100, $75 to $100 for that. I actually had the pleasure of meeting Ron Santo in the Cubs radio booth at Wrigley Field. And what a guy.
How did you get to meet him? What was the story?
I knew somebody who got us up into a skybox, and I knew a couple people, and we were able to get in there. But what a guy. And I asked him about how the wind was blowing, because every day when I played, I'd always check the wind as I was driving in to see what it was like. But what a courageous guy he really was.
Absolutely.
I mean, he, with the problems, the health problems that he had, really
and
quite a guy.
He kept his diabetes a secret for a lot of years, didn't
he?
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was playing, I think he thought if he let people know about that, you know, maybe he wasn't going to be able to play. We've got so many calls here, I can't even see who some of them are. I'm trying to get to them here. Let's see. We've got Uriel from Aurora. What's up, Uriel? Thanks for waiting.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, so buddy of mine has the first base from Chris Bryant's first hit from last year's season. also signed by Mr. Bryant.
Now, was that one of those MLB auction items where it's MLB authenticated?
No, it's one of those that they sell kind of under the marquee during the game or after the game.
Okay, so it does it have a Wrigley Field certificate with it then?
I'm not sure. It does have the MLB authentication sticker on it.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Bill, geez, the first game that Chris Bryant played, signed by Chris Bryant, a base, and he got his...
Not first game he played, his first hit.
Oh, his first hit. Okay, well, that's awesome, though. Bill, you would want to auction that, wouldn't you? What would you project on something like that?
Yeah, no, that'd be a great auction item, especially, you know, now that the Cubs are hot, you might want to take advantage of it. I can't imagine that thing not going for, gosh, 500 on its worst day, maybe a couple thousand or more on its best day.
Yeah, I could see that for sure happening. The MLB authentication is awesome on an item like that. Thanks for the call.
I love what MLB is doing with that, with each game having some piece of it, you know, anything, a jersey, a ball. You know,
when we had the guy from MLB on, and he sounded like he had talked to other leagues about doing that. Why they aren't all doing that now, I have no idea. Okay, everybody who's waiting, I'm sorry. This was we've had some fast shows, but this was the fastest show ever. Yeah, we're down to the 42-second countdown here.
This week's winner is Jack from Justice. So, Jack, send me an email, vince@ercdelivery.com. Send me your address, and I'll get back to you and deliver free of charge.
All right, very good. And let's see now. Don't forget to go to HugginsandScott.com, Huggins and Scott Auctions. The bidding goes from October 31st through November 10th. And they update the new items constantly on that one. And don't forget to check out tcrowntom.com also, where there'll be some Tops Now stuff. So have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the World Series.